So Kershaw County Council has declared war on growth. But still, we want economic development. No expansion of the sewer department, restrictions on lot sizes and density, and baseball parks. On the 27th at 6 p.m. in the government center is where you can go and get physically abused just to get in there to beg at the altar and redress your grievances to a class that is not searched when they move in. Those are the stories we're going to talk about today. In addition to that, why are we doing body cameras for the EMS and it's an emergency? And stay tuned for the last story that will shock you today on the Liberty Report.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
In our first story, Kershaw County Council recently held a special call meeting for a legal issue in which nobody understands. Recently, Kershaw County Council has voted for $250,000 to be spent on body cameras for emergency medical personnel. You know, your ambulance drivers and that kind of thing. And nobody really noticed or cared what was going on. I mean, before that, they had allocated $3.8 million of ARPA funds for radios for all the fire, EMS, and police departments. Now, they had known about that for well over 5-6 years and had not appropriated funds. And many of us had pushed for these radios with the ARPA funds so that taxpayers wouldn't be burdened with it. And they passed that. But then, two meetings later, they passed $250,000 for body cameras. I didn't really notice it until WIAS did a report that started to make things, you know, you might consider funny. So this is the WIAS report. Kershaw County EMT reportedly says patient just acting out before death. Let's see what the report has to say. This is Chris Joseph reporting.
Eric, thanks. This spring, a Sumter man died while in the custody of Kershaw County first responders. SLED is investigating and released a sheriff's office incident report that raises some questions about how seriously an EMT took the situation before the man died.
Chief investigative reporter Chris Joseph first reported on the investigation in May and followed up today on that report.
The Kershaw County Sheriff's Office incident report describes the patient as non-compliant and even combative when first responders were trying to get him into the ambulance. It was clear, however, he needed medical attention. Once he was placed in the ambulance, an EMT described his symptoms as him simply acting out. He was later taken to the hospital where he was pronounced dead. A Kershaw County Sheriff's Office incident report says this nameless dirt road was the scene of a life or death situation this spring. On March 10th, deputies were called to White Pond Road in Elgin. That's the Love's Travel Center. The names in the report are redacted, including the patient and the responders, but there are three deputy narratives. One narrative describes how the deputy went down the dirt road just behind the Loves after being called for a combative patient. First responders had found the man laying in a wet, muddy ditch by his truck. A deputy describes there being two members of county EMS and two other firemen on scene. Two narratives describe the first responders struggling to get the man into the ambulance, but they were eventually able to do so after he was handcuffed. Meanwhile, his condition was deteriorating. One deputy wrote that his eyes looked almost as if they were coming out of his head, and the paramedic on scene stated the man may be suffering from a stroke. In a different narrative, someone asked the EMS personnel why the man was breathing irregularly. An EMT stated that he was just acting out. As his condition got worse, the narratives say the man was taken to the hospital and later pronounced dead. Kershaw County's administration and its sheriff did not respond to a request for comment on this story. SLED declined an interview request. Reporting in the newsroom, Chris Joseph, WIS News 10.
Shortly after this, Kershaw County Council held a special call meeting on Tuesday, May 30th at 5 o'clock. Jimmy Jones was there. Katie Gwynn was with her mother who had cancer and has since passed away. So Jimmy Jones is in there, and the executive session is about a receipt of an attorney-client privilege legal briefing related to pending, threatened, or potential legal claim. So, what happened here? Details are slim on the Kershaw County Sheriff's Office custody death. And now, what's interesting here is there are body cameras on all our Kershaw County Sheriff's deputies. So, we know that there's body camera in there, but of course, when anybody asks about this, and WIS does FOIAs and all, they can't get information because the government has pending investigation. You know, they send them off to SLED. This creates a long timeline so that we don't know what's going on to begin with. Now, the Kershaw County Council gets a legal briefing that, well, look, it may be a lawsuit coming up, and we don't know, we need to position ourselves to be ready for it. But the people are never aware of anything that's going on, what trouble there may be, or anything like that. So just a couple of weeks ago, or a month ago, one of the two last meetings, Kershaw County Council comes out and spends $250,000 on body cameras. Now, when the thing about body cameras is, it's a double-edged sword. It may help the police officer or emergency medical personnel if they're doing right and the patient or the suspect is doing wrong. It may help them, or it may go the other way and show that they're not doing the right thing. So body cameras are a good thing in almost all cases to see what's actually going on, to use as a third party. But why all of a sudden are they scrambling to do this? Is this because of this one incident? Because it hasn't been before the public, there was no public hearing, there were no three readings, it just popped up and then was there. So this is something that, again, transparency. There's no transparency because the government is out to protect the government, which is not me and you. I'd like to know what happened to the fella, but until they investigate themselves and see that they did nothing wrong, we are left hanging out there and don't know anything, and the WIS reporter can't find out anything either. Typical standard operating procedure. And every councilman on there knows what's happening and remains silent. This move appears to be some of that CYA, you know, cover your ass stuff. This appears to be something that they don't want you to know about. They don't know, want anybody to know how they screwed up and everything. They always sweep aside their screw-ups, even though we can see a lot of them, because like Veterans Park's a screw-up, the Tomb on the Hill's a screw-up. We know they can't do economic development because they're incompetent. All these things we know, but if they can sweep some more stuff that they do that's incompetent or wrong under the carpet, it gives the illusion of they just make a mistake from time to time. One of the things that happened on the last council meeting, that's been happening for over a year and a half, 2 years now, is that when regular schmoes like me and you go to county council, when you go in the door of the government center, there's 2 to 3, maybe even 4 Kershaw County deputies there who now want you to take out everything out of your pocket, put it up on a counter, stand on 2 little squares, raise your hand up, and let them wand you all around. Almost like you're going in an airport. Now, every other day of the week that you go into the government center, nobody's there to search anything. But for some reason now, Sheriff Lee Bone has put into place these draconian measures that make everybody that comes in there into a potential criminal. And at this last meeting, I was completely fed up with it. I'm done with all this. I don't see how people keep complying with this. And I had some very choice words with Lee Bone, who was standing right there. He knew this is a ridiculous policy. He knows that they're treating us like criminals, and yet he does it anyway. He doesn't speak out. He doesn't refuse. He wants us to be compliant and obedient with the 2 Tom, Dick, and Harry apprentices that are standing in front of me demanding that I do this and that. This is uncalled for in America, where you're free to come and go as you please. I am not going to be treated as a potential domestic terrorist just because these idiots that sit behind these podiums and tell us what to do are scared. Little chicken shit politicians and police are scared of the American people. Well, they ought to be scared of the American people, because look what you've done to our rights. Look at what the way you tax us. Look at the boondoggles and the swamp parks and everything else. Yes, we're aggravated. Yes, we're angry. But in no way, shape, or form should you be able to touch me, feel me, empty my pockets, or anything like that. Back the hell off. It's time that people grow a set of cojones and say no. No to this. This is what I told County Council. I want to talk about how I come into this place and how I'm searched every single time I come in here. And I made this comment several times, and I feel like a domestic terrorist or something. Why is it now that all Americans are looked at by the government as terrorists? I mean, how many terrorist attacks have we ever had here in Kershaw County? You know, and I made a comment before, they all know me. Every time I come in here, I get searched. You don't, you don't, you don't.
rules for thee and not for me. I'm really upset this time because it was extraordinary this time. And I don't think in the land of free, this is the way we ought to act to each other. Freedom is dangerous. It is. So is this promise of safety. And I would like to see this end.
So with this new county council coming in, now they've shifted their focus. That's what we were told in the last meeting. The reason they're taking money away from the sewer expansion and putting it into recreation is because our focus has shifted. Well, they're on to knee-jerk, feel-good projects like recreation and Woodward Park. Oh, the Woodward Park thing. And a war on growth. Now, we've been talking about the growth in the West Wateree area over the last few years and how it is tied to your zoning laws and all that. And suddenly, it's something that everybody on county council is talking about. So the war on growth has begun. And in the last meeting, Russell Brazel and Derek Shoemake were going back and forth, and one of the excuses for not expanding the sewer Russell Brazel made is that if we don't expand it, then we can't provide sewer to these houses that you can reach out and touch each other. Well, when in fact, the sewer expansion would help businesses more than it does housing, because currently, even he states, and Danny Templer, the administrator, states that there are about 1,800 houses on the sewer system in West Wateree. The majority, vast majority of houses are on septic system and will remain that way for the foreseeable future. But the sewer plant, the obligations already committed, what they call a checkbook, not the actual flow going into the sewer system, is 1.9 million gallons a day. Their obligation, what they've promised to do, even though their flow is 500,000 gallons a day. But there again, we have talked before about the housing density and how they allow, if they get sewer, they can put eight per acre on there in business districts and a little bit less than that on residential. So now, after the growth has been going on for years and years, Russell Brazel and Derek Shoemake have come up with a brilliant idea to limit lot sizes, 15,000 square feet for a single dwelling, and a little bit different on other things, so that they can. And I agree, limiting lot sizes is a way to do things. But you need to make the developer pay for it. Whatever, if he's going to put a pipe, he has to pay for a pipe to go to the sewer plant if he wants sewer on all those houses. If not, make him put a septic, he has to put a septic system or his own OSHA approved, DHEC approved waste treatment plant in. But these Kershaw County Council over years have wanted more and more and more growth, and they want more and more and more houses, so they get more and more tax dollars. And then they give fee in lieu to businesses to come in who they promised sewer to. And then and then everybody complains about the growth and all. And now these people are going to come in and solve it. So the people that caused the problem in the first place are going to come in and save us from the problem that they caused. It doesn't make any sense, but that's government for you. And Russell Brown and Derek Shoemake are going to save the day, boys and girls. So, for our last story, I want to give a warning to any of y'all that have your kids watching this. This is a subject that you may want to let them go outside the room while you watch this, or wait and watch it later, because it has to do with child trafficking. Now, for years, a group has been traveling around, tracking, saving kids from child trafficking. There are over 2 million children being enslaved in child trafficking operations around the world. The United States is one of the main feeders of this corrupt, evil operation. The sickest of the sickest do this. And I'd like you guys to take a look at this trailer. There's a movie that's coming out, The Sound of Freedom, on July 4th, coming up very shortly. And there are many theaters around that won't show it because they don't think that the public wants to see it and won't demand it, that they can't fill their theaters. In many cases, they talk about, well, we're not taking Disney off of there, Raiders of the Lost Ark or something, unless the people demand it. So what we're trying to do is get enough people to sign up for the tickets at the different theaters to fill those seats and get that to be the biggest movie ever, because this exposes child trafficking. Ladies and gentlemen, watch this trailer.
How many pedophiles you got?
288.
How many kids you found?
It is the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen. It has already passed the illegal arms trade, and soon it's gonna pass the drug trade. Because you can sell a bag of cocaine one time, a child 5 to 10 times a day. God's children are not for sale.
How long you been doing this?
12 years now.
How many pedophiles you got?
288.
How many kids you found?
Yo tengo por rescatar niños, ¿verdad? ¿Puedes ayudarme a encontrar mi hermana?
Te lo prometo.
We're Homeland Security. You know we can't go off rescuing Honduran kids in Colombia.
Which means she'll disappear for good. Imagine walking into her room right now, seeing an empty bed. What we do?
You quit your job, and you go and rescue those kids.
So at this moment, she could be a block down the road, or she could be in Moscow, Bangkok, L.A. She's a major operator.
It's all rebel territory. No one goes in. Not the army, not the police, not us.
What if this was your daughter?
There's no Marine unit coming.
You're on your own.
This jaw tears you to pieces. And this is my one chance to put those pieces back together.
When God tells you what to do, you cannot hesitate.
Disturbing, to say the least. You know, Americans nowadays, they're off on different tangents, TikTok this and food that and puppy dogs and people, billionaires going down and getting killed, going to the Titanic. and mainstream media does not focus on the real issues. And child trafficking is a multi-billion-dollar industry that goes from the bottom lowlifes all the way to the highest levels of political, economic power. The Jeffrey Epsteins of the world and the blackmail list that he had. Who are on these? Where does it come from? This is something that would unite everybody. Everybody of any kind of moral courage is against child trafficking. And so to that end, I sent out an email to Kershaw County Council. And I'd like to point this out to everybody. I sent it to Katie Gwynn, Jimmy, Russell Brazel, Brant, Danny, Derek, Sammy, all county council. And I'd like to read it to you. While we argue over baseball fields and sewer expansions, high density housing and roads to Walmart, over the price of eggs and what kind of boat to purchase, there are thousands upon thousands of children being traded for sex, torture, and organ harvesting. The slave trade is estimated to be a $32 billion market globally, which the U.S. consistently in the top five of these crimes against humanity. The child slave traders are not just dirty lowlives, as we all imagine, but reach into the highest levels of power to pervade every sector and profession of society. I encourage you to stop here and watch this short trailer of The Sound of Freedom for a peek under the veil of child trafficking. I think this is one issue everyone, no matter the political party, no matter the rank in society, no matter the color or gender, we all consider this abhorrent and disgusting. It is time for us to demand this end and those committing these horrific acts be brought to justice for their crimes. Sound of Freedom is premiering the week of 4th of July at the Sand Hill Regal Theater with four shows per day. In order for these crimes to end, there must be public awareness first. Outrage second, and finally overwhelming public demand for justice. With these goals in mind, we are asking for your help. We are suggesting that we choose one day during the week of the premiere for Kershaw County residents to view the movie together as one community, putting aside our differences for a greater cause. With all the divisions keeping us apart and squabbling, this is one subject that can bridge that gap and provide us with some semblance of solidarity and build a more united community. If you are interested in putting aside our petty differences and building a united community, we welcome you with open arms. We welcome any suggestions, help, and support you may consider. And I provided a link to purchase tickets before the show to guarantee your seat. The goal is to have 2 million tickets sold before the premiere as a representation of the 2 million children caught in this horrible trap of child trafficking and exploitation. I hope you will join us in uniting our community around this just cause. Now, ladies and gentlemen, of this, I got one response. Derek Shoemaker. This is being recorded on Friday, the 23rd. This was sent out on the 20th of June. Derek, I appreciate the email. I plan on buying a ticket to see. You and I likely have different opinions on a variety of issues, though I can assure you I handle every county issue with integrity and as much knowledge as I can obtain. But I concur that we should all be able to agree that child trafficking is a great evil. You As you may know, I prosecuted white-collar crime and human trafficking for years before I returned to private practice. I would say I am unfortunately more familiar with the pervasiveness of this evil than most. Thank you, Derek. Now, Derek's the only council member to even acknowledge that I said anything about this, that I suggested any of this. And apparently they're afraid that somehow or another this might elevate me. And it's not about me, it's about these kids. So I challenge all of you, go look at this trailer. Take your time, go see the tickets. I'll put all these links in there. Choose a date, pick it, and then record what you think about it. Tell everybody what you think. Put it up on YouTube, on Facebook, to show that you, unlike Kershaw County Council, don't care who gets the credit, that you're going to stand against this thing, that you acknowledge that it's a problem and you demand that it end, demand that the government do something. So why didn't any of these councilmen respond? What are they afraid of? Are they afraid of they're going to give me a little bit of credit or something? I don't want credit. I want to draw attention, everybody's attention, to this problem that we all agree on, so that we're not divided on something, so that we can come together on something, so that we can make a difference in the world. But egos and all that kind of thing must get in the way of saving 2 million children. So in the end, when it comes down to it, you know, they've got the power. They set the rules, they decide all of it. We're left to listen on the phone as the phone rings when you try to call them, or you have unanswered emails. The people are only allowed a few minutes at county council to beg at the altar, you know, hey, you know, what are you doing and all. They dictate to us. They tell us what to do, what we want, what to think. They tell people what we need to know. And they keep other things secret until it's time for us to know. We're on a need-to-know basis. Transparency is just another word. It just means the opposite. How long are you going to take this? How long are you going to remain silent? You know, because you're lazy, because of your job, because you're scared. How long? How long are you going to wait? How long are you going to look at your kids and know that you're leaving them this? June 27th, 6 p.m. at the Government Center. Come in, express yourself. Stand up. Have a little courage. You're going to have to be searched or not. Refuse to be searched. Stand up. It's time. You know, you don't have to. The choice is yours. What are you going to leave your kids? Anyway, that's it for the Liberty Report. Look at the links down below. Go buy you a ticket for this movie. Take your friends. Take your family. Then let everybody know what you think. The choice is yours. Jeff Maddox for the Kershaw County Liberty Report. See you next time. Peace.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? And once you come to, you realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?